Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything Batman.
Storm's coming.
That's right. I'm Jace with Lex.
It is.
Dawn, it really is, actually. Mm-hmm. Kenny is off this week enjoying some time with his family or by himself.
A roommate. His wife, yeah.
He'll be back on Monday. Thanks for being here. Raise your glass, take a sip of your coffee, and let's begin la show here.
Cheers.
Talking about things, we got to talk about unsolved mysteries, but really quick, I stumbled upon this article, and you know what? I'll save it for tomorrow. It'll be a great thing for tomorrow. Let me just email it to myself.
Yeah, because we need it.
We need it for tomorrow, yeah. So here we go. Let me just email, bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday, everybody. That's
right.
I'll
be off next week, just as a reminder.
That's right.
Dawn will be off, and then I will be returning to the Fox studios next week. So,
I
feel like it's a first day
lots
of school.
Changes.
Lots of changes.
You guys will have hope for 3 days, and then Brother Rob for two.
Hope and Rob.
Yes. Heroes.
7:06 is the time. Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix.
Yes.
The reboot. Dawn jumped.
Did you watch?
You jumped on the truck.
Started from the beginning. Watched Ray Rivera.
Okay.
Nice. MC and I watched it, and we were like, what? What? Like, transfixed. What a great story. I do see, Alexis, your point about how they did rehash some things, like especially with the reporter. She kind of repeated herself a lot. My overall thought, and of course, if you don't know what we're talking about, it's a reboot of Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix. This is a story of a man who had no reason to disappear.
No reason.
He ran out of his house one afternoon or about 6:30 p.m. after he got a phone call wearing flip-flops. They couldn't find him for 8 days, and then he was found that he fell through the roof of part of a hotel into a conference center, and the injuries were not consistent with a fall. It would have to be, it looked like he had been beaten in some way, that the coroner said, medical examiner. Wasn't consistent with maybe him jumping off of the roof, which seemed impossible. It's just such a strange mystery. And there was this weird cryptic note, and that's what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
The secret society stuff. Yeah.
So he tapes this note to the back of his computer that was proven, his wife said it was definitely written this day because it was cut out and the scraps are in the trash can. And I had emptied the trash can before. So why he taped this weird note saying, like, brothers and sisters, I join you in this secret, you know, club or whatever it said. I want to see that whole note. And I haven't been able to find the whole note online because they just showed it on the show.
Really quickly.
But we want to read the whole thing and help solve the case. Well, if they want us to help solve the case, release the whole note.
Well, also,
good point.
If he wanted his wife to read it, if he was leaving thinking there could be potential danger, wouldn't he just leave it out, you know, like on a counter?
Yeah.
So him taping it to the back of the computer made me think he didn't want this immediately found for whatever reason.
Right. It was very strange. He was known to have been very interested. He was a writer. And, you know, I have notebooks full of, like, notes that I write down if I have a story idea or a script idea. They're all weird. Like, I don't like the whole theory that he was mentally ill because some people on Reddit were saying that.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I mean, I have notes that it's like I can have a story in my mind and it's just notes to jog my memory. This was more like he was going to be giving a speech to a group.
And, like an outline.
Yeah. And he listed a bunch of movies that he liked. He also had a list of people in his life, but not all of them. I think what happened is that he had joined a secret society of some sort with his friend. And it's the reason why he moved to Baltimore. and that that company was just a front for this secret society, and that he was dropped from a helicopter in some type of a initiation.
Really?
I mean, I think it was dropped. A lot of people on Reddit were saying, we were like, helicopter, he must have been dropped from a helicopter, because he went straight down like a bullet, and it just doesn't seem likely that, I mean, it's just so bizarre. You guys have to watch it. And I think that maybe he was giving a choice, almost like that movie The Game, like, are you going to do this or that? And it was like a life and death thing, and he didn't choose correctly.
Oh, wow.
And I think the list of people, in order to protect their secret society, and if you want to join, you have to list people who are in your circle, so that it ensures if you tell the secret that they would come after those people in some way. And so that's why he left out important names.
Don't you find it odd, though, even dropped from a helicopter, that nobody, you know, the Belvedere Hotel is the hotel we're speaking of in Baltimore. It's a famous classic hotel in a C shape. And this convention center is in the middle of the sea. The Belvedere Hotel is what, 12 stories, 15 stories, whatever. The convention,
20, I think.
20. The convention center area is only one or two stories, if that. Anyway, don't you find it odd, though, even dropped from a helicopter, none of the residents... Nobody heard the crash of the roof.
But if you're in a big city and like things happen all the time, sounds, you're like, what was that? A transformer blowing up? I don't know. People just go. And I think that there was people, they didn't talk about it on the show, but Reddit says that there was a helicopter in the area at the time.
Oh.
Lex, what were you going to say?
I was thinking when I was watching, because the hole in the roof was just barely big enough for his body to fit, and a little bit bigger diameter wise or circumference wise, that his body was planted there and then they made a hole. Because I don't know if there was evidence of his body actually falling through the hole.
Right.
I just thought that they made it look like that, and that his body was placed where it was when they found him.
Okay, let's take a break. Let us know, are you watching Unsolved Mysteries with us? Go on Twitter right now. Lex in the City's Dawn at Dark, Jason Matheson. I watched another episode last night that TMZ just posted could be the first case that is solved from Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, great.
We'll be back after this. Continuing our conversation about Netflix's mega hit. They have another hit on their hands, man. That Netflix. Yeah. Their programming people are
really good.
It's smart to bring this back. We all want to, you know, be PIs and try to figure out what are they missing. Can we solve this case?
Unsolved Mysteries is back. 6 episodes. There's several more coming in another season later in the fall. Let me lead with this before I go into another episode that we watched last night. I do, all joking aside, have to credit Phil for making sure I watched this one, unpaid researcher Phil Jones. Anyway, he just sent this. According to USA Today, Netflix already received 20 credible tips about the cases presented in the show. The executive producer told USA Today that when new information comes in to unsolved.com, quote, we pass them on to the appropriate authorities. 3 of those tips were passed on to the FBI and included possible information about the deaths of Ray Rivera, the disappearance of Lena Chaplin, that's in another episode, and the disappearance and death of Alonzo Brooks, which is the episode that I watched yesterday. This took place in Kansas, popular 23-year-old went to a farmhouse party in rural Kansas with his friends about 45, 50 minutes away from his town. Alonzo is black and Hispanic. He was one of only three minorities at this party. And this plays into it because they suspect foul play and they suspect, and I say they, meaning the family and friends, suspect that Alonzo was the victim of a hate crime. What happened was Alonzo went to the party with, I believe, 3 or 4 of his friends. One by one, the friends left this party. The guy that was going to give Alonzo a ride home went to go get cigarettes and got lost. Phoned another friend and said, "Hey, can you give Alonzo a ride back? I'm now like basically a half hour away." Well, that friend also left without taking Alonzo home. Alonzo went missing for close to 30 days.
Wow.
The FBI came, the FBI was put on the case. The Kansas version was put on the case. They had cadaver dogs. They did searches of the creek right by. I mean, and no, I mean,
like he tried to walk
right by the farmhouse. That initial search by the authorities turned up nothing. They found one of his. They found his hat, and they found one boot across the street, right across the street from the farmhouse, and the other boot and sock right next, like just about 20, 30 feet away from the driveway of this farmhouse. Why that was weird was A, the fact that one boot was on one side of the road and it was like someone threw it out of the car. Also, you know, the authorities tried telling the family and friends, well, maybe he tried to walk home. His ankles were hurt. He was injured. And his friend said he wore two socks to keep some stability in his ankles. So he never, even if he had to walk home, he never would have taken off his double socks. Anyway, he wasn't found by any of these search parties. The family was family and friends were finally granted access to the property and granted access to look for him about 30 days later.
Oh, my gosh. Everything's destroyed by then.
Within an hour, they found him washed up conveniently at the edge of the creek. Within a half hour. He wasn't covered by debris. He wasn't covered by brush. He was literally laying on the side, right on the, like an embankment of the creek. Now, the medical examiner said that his body, it is possible he could have been in the water for all this time.
And it floated up.
His mother said, hell no, because she has the stuff from his pocket, which includes paper, and nothing looked like it had been submerged in water for 30 days. Everything was intact. So the mother thinks and the family thinks that he was hidden. He was kept, and as morbid as this is, possibly kept in a freezer for 30 days to hide, because the body, I don't mean to be graphic here, but the brother details this, the body was not bloated, you know, from being in water submerged.
Definitely looks different.
For all those days. His skin was basically, according to the brother, the same tone, the same color. Yes, there had been some deterioration, obviously. But the brother said no. I mean, the brother said he looked like he had died. But, you know, his... And nobody...
Did people sleep over at that party?
Well, there was over 100 people at that party, Lex. And the FBI basically closed this case saying that he possibly drowned. And everyone's like, no. The most logical thing is some sort of hate crime, because he did get into an altercation, a small altercation with a white dude at this party. And then again, you know, he disappeared. And seriously.
Can you imagine being the friends?
Seriously. That-
You know, got lost or left.
Oh, my God. And didn't give him a ride. It's called No Ride Home. That's the episode.
Yeah. It's so the friend.
Let alone him and his family, of course. But I'm just saying to live with that.
Yeah.
Must be really hard.
Yeah. The friend that left him for the cigarettes that was supposed to give him a ride home, you know, it wasn't fake tears. He was all those guys that went with Alonzo to the party. They were dear friends. It was a close-knit group. And the gentleman that left to get cigarettes,
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
You know, he started crying, and this was in 2004, you know, 15, 16 years later. He blames himself. He's like, you know, because their theory, the friend's theory, is that he got jumped, that he was basically, because Alonzo was an athlete. I mean, he was a big dude. He was he could have handled himself. But the friend said he couldn't have handled it if he was attacked by, say, four guys. Right. And that's the running theory. But nobody at this freaking party, nobody has yet to give the authorities any type of usable good information. And they think it's kind of the small town thing where everybody's protecting everybody else for all these years. But TMZ, let me read the headline. This popped yesterday. Netflix's Unsolved Mysteries, hot news tips floating in. Alonzo Brooks case could crack first. They said,
people at that party. And
yes, she says that one of the most likely to get buttoned up first is the case of Alonzo Brooks, who disappeared from a Kansas party in the early 2000s. They said they are getting the most usable tips from that case. Now, it is closed, which also pissed off the family, as you can imagine. They have closed this case. There is a high likelihood that they're going to reopen case.
Is that family still in that farmhouse?
I don't know about that. But the mother, you just feel for her because Alonzo has other brothers, has a brother and other sisters. But even the siblings said this is particularly devastating for the mother because Alonzo was kind of her baby, was incredibly close to his mother. And, when she talks about this, you can just see that the hurt has not changed one iota. It's still as prevalent as it was. Yeah. So this is probably one, I hate to use the word favorite. It's a little macabre, but this is one of the most intriguing episodes and just gets to you because you feel for this family.
Yeah.
So, and Phil just wrote, Phil Jones was again, the one that turned me on to this. He said, I believe the cops knew and informed whoever had the body and was tipped to dump the body right before the family came out. Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you have professional search parties. Yes.
Hunt where you just throw out the eggs.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, oh, they're easy to find.
Yeah. Don't spare me this. That body was too. The body wasn't even covered. When you see the documentary, you'll see what I mean. The teams that went out the days before would have found this body. And the family, amateurs, find it a half hour after they begin their search. Kiss my ass. That's not possible.
Well, and also it distracts them from going and looking other places immediately.
Yes.
So it might have gained them even more time to get rid of the fridge or any other evidence that he might have had on his body or, you know, that they could just, get rid of it.
Yeah. Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix. Go watch them, everyone. 7:27. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this.
And now, a hilarious, and we use that term loosely, dad joke.
That's a good one, Dad.
From Alexis.
Did you hear about the man who invented the knock-knock joke? He won the Nobel Prize.
This has been a dad joke.
Very funny, Dad. Hilarious.
From Alexis.
On behalf of our entire staff, I apologize for that one. I apologize on behalf of all of us here. Welcome back. Ooh. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Ooh. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything fun facts. Now, we've been doing this for years. Look, our shows are silly. But every so often, we want to edumacate you.
And bring some old stuff back.
That's right. And this is a chance to bring some old stuff back, make you feel like a warm blanket's laying on you. And also, again, give you some factual information. Now, A couple years ago, I tried messing with Alexis. I tried putting in fun facts that really weren't facts. I promise you, on my Dallas collection, all the facts I'm getting ready to give you are not only factual, but they're fun.
Oh, here's a fun fact.
Are you ready, Alexis?
Absolutely.
Dawn, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Let's start with some fun facts here. The average elephant weighs less than the average blue whale's tongue.
Wow. That is a gigantic creature.
Think about that tongue. Think about that tongue going down your... Okay, going down your throat. Just, you know, kissing. French kissing a whale. Yeah. Yes.
Good Lord.
I needed to finish that sentence, I realized, as I was halfway through it. Yeah. Okay, fun fact. The Oscar got its name from an actress who mentioned it looks like her Uncle Oscar.
Oh, my God.
That's how that happened?
Isn't that funny? That's factual.
Wow. You'd think it,
and fun.
You think it'd be about some creative, you know, back in the day that... Wow, all right.
Nope. Fun fact. Adult bears can run as fast as horses.
What?
Wow, that's amazing. I love bears.
Well, that's scary as hell. Let's just put it that way. I don't want to think about that.
I thought about on two legs and it really confused me, but then I'm like, oh yeah, they're four-legged. You know, not
oh
upright.
Yeah, because you think of them upright, like about only them you just can prevent forest it. Fires. Yeah,
with his hat and his little jeans.
Yeah. Okay, now this Fanny one's fun. Pack. This one's not scary. This one's more interesting. Now this is under normal times. You'll see what I mean right now.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact: there's an average of 61,000 people airborne over the U.S. at any given moment.
Oh no.
Really?
Not right now, obviously, with the COVID, but you know.
Wow.
Isn't that fun? I liked that one.
Wow, that is crazy.
Here we go. Fun fact. The 57 on Heinz ketchup bottles represents the number of varieties of pickles the company once had.
Sweet.
Lex, I thought you would enjoy that one.
I like that.
Yeah,
57. Bring some more of those varieties back.
I love a pickle.
Yeah, same.
I don't care the variety.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't care.
Sweet
huh?
or sour?
Sweet or sour, doesn't matter.
Salty?
Salty, doesn't matter. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Fun fact. Tablecloths were originally meant to be served as towels with which dinner guests could wipe their hands and faces after eating.
Oh, oh my God. I like that.
Oh,
I should bring that back.
I can tell you, I don't mean to brag, but I am knocking this one out of the park. These are both fun and factual facts today. These are really good.
Great. Don't get too cocky.
I love when you pat yourself on the back.
Isn't that great, Lex?
You're like, look at me and my fun facts.
Look at me and my fun facts that I didn't produce. I literally am pulling it from an app that somebody else put together. Thanks. Yeah.
You're nailing it, Jace.
Thanks,
amazing.
Girl.
Wow.
I can read everyone. Okay, here we go. Fun fact, the zip in zip code means zoning improvement plan.
Ah.
Thanks
nice.
Thanks for your feigning interest in that one.
Well, and if you move from the East Coast to the West Coast, it goes from 0 to 9.
Hmm?
What?
That's how they help organize it. Yeah. It's pretty cool how they've worked it out.
Wow. I didn't know that. I like that better than any of his facts.
Whatever. Ooh. Now you're just being sassy. Now you're just being difficult. Here we go. Fun fact. Many years ago in England, pub frequenters had a whistle baked into the rim or handle of their ceramic cups. When they needed a refill, they used the whistle to get some service.
Yeah.
That's so annoying.
Wet your whistle is the phrase inspired by this practice.
Oh.
Ah, that's fun.
I thought it just meant your whistle.
How do you like that there, McLean? Isn't that pretty good?
All right, you're coming back here. Yeah. The zip code one was a little weak, but.
I know, I'm trying. Fun fact.
I have these little swizzle sticks from the 50s that I love. It's confetti, like resin.
What?
And at the end, there's a little whistles or a little harmonica at the end for the same reason. If you're at a party and you need another drink, you just you blow into your little, it's a little dinky little thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's very cute. Yeah.
You have them in your collection?
I do.
Of course you do.
I pick them up at flea markets and stuff when I see them.
Of course you do. Here we go. Lex, this is for you.
Yes.
The average child recognizes over 200 company logos by the time he enters first grade.
No.
Yeah, advertising works.
That's what Zen's going in for testing for. They're like, what is this?
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, Speedway.
Yes. Right.
Dunkin' Donuts. Mom loves that one.
See, like, that's the doctors. That's Health Partners. That's all I do.
That's KDWB right there.
You're so right, guys. They absorb so much.
They do.
Yeah, you got to be nice to them.
I love Dave Ryan.
Here we go. Fun fact. Intelligent people have more zinc and copper in their hair.
Oh
boy, that's interesting.
Why?
How do you get tested for that?
I know there are no follow-up questions, but I don't know.
Yeah, you're asking yourself.
I don't know.
I don't know. Your brain's putting out some copper, precious metals. It's from the aliens that put us here, for sure.
Right, it's from your pores.
Gross. I don't want copper coming out of my pores.
Well, there's a lot of stuff.
I know.
Just the hair on your head or your body. I mean, pubes. Okay.
Yeah. I have copper pubes.
You're a ginger.
And copper's very valuable, you know?
Yeah.
Looks like Bozo the Clown down there.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Wow.
Just kidding. Here we go.
I'm happy that you have to identify. I'm kidding. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. I bet he's got copper pubes. Yep. I bet he does. Yep.
Fun fact. Women are 30% more likely to go to a psychiatrist than men.
I believe it.
I do too.
Yeah, we got to get rid of that stigma.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to.
Therapy is for weakies. It's not.
I love it.
Gosh, I think everyone should go to a therapist.
Yes.
It's so helpful just to get your thoughts out.
One of the best things I've done for myself in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Fun fact. You are more likely to be killed by a champagne cork than a poisonous spider.
Oh,
that is a fun fact.
I thought you would like that one, Dawn.
Yeah, I like that one.
Dawn's a little critical today.
Especially if you're popping bottles all over the place, you know?
Yeah, and how many mimosas are you having, girl? I mean, seriously. Right. Okay.
None for me.
Yeah, couple more. Fun fact, Coca-Cola was originally green.
Oh, no, imagine.
Yeah.
It's iconic with its red.
Yeah. No, the cola itself, not the branding.
Oh, I thought you meant the branding. I'm sorry. Oh, green. That's even worse, Jace.
It's very Christmassy.
Yeah.
You know, red and green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome for telling you the Christmas colors.
Here's
red and green.
You know, red and
green.
You know,
that's a fun fact, too. Okay, here we go. Final one for all you pet lovers. Final fun fact.
Okay, what you got?
Fun fact. The cost of raising a medium-sized dog to the age of 11, $6,400.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
That seems kind of cheap to me,
actually.
I was just
going to say.
That's so low.
Dexter's already cost me that much.
Yeah.
yeah.
Last year.
Yeah, vet bills and just good food from Nutrisource.
Thank you, Dawn, for slipping in. I was going to try to squeeze it in somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Nutrisource, everyone. NutrisourcePetFoods.com. 7:41. Stay there, everybody. Gwyneth Paltrow would like you to be well, and she has a routine for you to do it. That made no sense, but we'll be right back with that.
Now, it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
Any part of the body beginning with the letter N?
Nay.
This has been the dumbest answers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
Well, I mean, you know, knee, I guess. I mean, maybe the K is...
yeah.
I didn't understand what she said.
Yeah, I'll do it one more time.
Any part of the body beginning with the letter N?
Nay.
Oh!
I love that one.
Nah.
Let's do one more.
Now, it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
Name a part of the body that gets bigger as adults get older.
Freddy penis.
This has been the dumbest dancers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
I mean, it's
That's a good answer.
It's a good answer. Yeah. Number one, in my opinion. 7:47, the time not to play. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk and streaming on our My Talk app. Thanks for being here, everyone. Kenny's off this week. He'll be back on Monday, and that's when Dawn goes on vacation to enjoy some much-deserved time off. I will be returning to the Fox studios because the Jason Show will return 5 days a week next week. We'll be live again. And no studio audience right now. No studio audience. That will come back at a later date when it's safe. So
yeah. And guests too, right?
Or yeah, guests. I mean, we're going to be doing all Zoom guests.
All
and
Zoom stuff.
Yeah. So, and look, when it's safe and we're on the other side of this and it's safe for all involved, the audience will come back. But, you know, we have some fun ideas. Some revamping and trying to figure out what does the show look like now. I mean, we've done it with this broadcast during different times. You know, what does the show look like? You know, we're having some fun discussions, and we're going to try some new things, and I think it'll be fun. It's a fun little challenge. So 7:48 is the time. We're all trying to be well. Some of us are working out. You know, maybe you're working out now that right now we're out of quarantine, losing that COVID 5 or COVID 10 or the COVID 20. 6. Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow has a wellness plan.
Of course she does.
Yes, she does, guys. And we have something in common.
What?
And I thought, wow, okay. Well, first we'll start off with her morning. She says that she coconut oil pulls. Not sure about that.
I'm sorry.
She does a tongue scrape. She says, I coconut oil pull.
Oh.
It's something with her skincare, because then she also tongue scrapes, she does a dry brush, and then she takes time for all of her skincare. So that's how she starts her morning.
Does anyone scrape their tongue?
My mom swears by it.
Really?
She has this little device. It has a handle on it. It's a triangle-shaped thing at the end, almost like a bubble wand, but it's triangular.
Yeah.
And she scrapes her tongue morning and night.
Really?
Right. Yep. Right when she wakes up. Right when she goes to bed. And she loves it.
What's
thank
the
you.
Purpose?
I was going to ask what Lex.
I think it's for all. She just says it just feels so good and it just really cleans it off. It could be for breath. It could be
germs,
mucus back. I don't know.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
But she loves it. So, but she keeps saying she'll get me one. But yeah. I'm sure
tell
I can
her to
pick
get us
one
all
up,
one.
But,
I'm gonna.
Yeah, should we try one? Yeah.
Hold on a minute. Let me.
I'll tell her to get like a 3-pack.
Yeah. Let me look on it. Lex, let me find out right now. Hold on a minute. I have Amazon pulled up. I was looking for camera lenses in that commercial break. Let's see here. What's it called, Lex? A
tongue
brush?
Scraper.
Tongue scraper.
Yep.
Okay, tongue scraper. Lex, I can't
imagine they're really expensive.
Nope. The Amazon Choice, $8.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, 2-pack for $8.
Reasonable. Oh, perfect.
Okay, I'm going to get one of these.
Yeah, see how it goes. Because, Gwyneth Paltrow, that's what she does every morning.
Okay.
Then she also says that there's, you know, some vitamins and supplements that she takes. She loves sugar-free sweets.
Sure.
Almond milk, creamer, and plenty of lentils. I need to find some sugar-free sweets that actually taste good, because I don't think they taste very good at all. So if you've got some recommendations, Dawn.
I have Stover's sugar-free
candies,
those are good? In my purse right now.
Yeah.
Oh,
you can
see?
Get a variety pack.
I don't know if they're sugar-free, but a healthier, and I'm not just saying this because I do enjoy her, but Bethany's Skinny Girl candies are actually pretty good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know she made candies.
She does. There's Skinny Girl candies, and they're lower in calorie, lower in sugar. They're really good. I mean, I don't need it. Kyle loves chocolate. He has to have a little chocolate after every meal. It's a good little nugget if you're, and I know there's a lot of people, I didn't know it was a thing until I met Kyle, but Mama Haas is like that, Kyle's like that, and I've met now two other people that like a little bit of chocolate after a meal.
Mm-hmm.
Bethany's chocolate's really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, mm-hmm. Gwyneth Paltrow likes them too.
Okay.
Sugar-free sweets. And then here is where
I was like, all right, I got you, girl. She has a neck hanging device that she uses.
Yes.
That you hang on the doorknob, you lie down on the ground to elevate your neck.
What?
Remember, guys, I have one,
yeah,
and
how's
I use
that going?
Mine. I like it a lot.
Oh, great.
Now that I use it right. Because I was putting it on the doorknob and then bringing it through the door and then hanging on the other side, which you actually just need to put it on the doorknob on the side
on the
of the door that you're on.
That you're, oh.
Yeah. I don't know why I was making it confusing, but the instructions were like three little lines. So, but now I know what I'm doing. So
okay.
I thought, hey, I'm like Gwyneth Paltrow. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Wow.
And then, of course, we deviate because she also spent some time on a gemstone heat therapy mat that costs $1,050. Mm. And what she says is it feels like she's on vacation. In 10 minutes, there's hot stones, far infrared light, red light, pulsed electronic magnetic field, and negative ions.
Oh
my
gosh. So she lays on that mat, and
that's
she
a
says
lot.
It feels great.
That's a lot on the body. I don't know. That scares me. Something's going to make me grow a tail. That list of stuff.
Right.
It's a lot
you
of stuff.
Know.
I don't know.
Well, that's how she's keeping well during quarantine.
Okay.
And buying her son some interesting gifts.
Yeah. She, she tweeted that she bought her son, who's 14, Moses, a boob puzzle just for fun.
I'm sorry. It's a what?
It's a boob puzzle. It's pretty funny.
Lots of boobs.
It's like all different types of boobs, like cartoon boobs. I found it. It's from Jiggy Puzzles. You can get it on the Goop website, but I'm going to retweet it right now so everybody can see it. Or actually, it's an Instagram. So, yeah, I'm going to tweet that right now so everyone can see the boob puzzle that her 14-year-old is putting together.
Oh.
Yeah, it was just a funny.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm for not making kids scared of the body. You know how I am.
I don't
understand
think
that.
14-year-old boys are scared of boobs.
No, but you know what I mean? Making it something like, ooh, naughty. That's what I mean. Like,
I
oh, scary boob. You know?
Yeah. I'm like, all right. Are we just going to just objectify body parts, though?
Oh, I get it. There's a line.
But then I'm like, you know what? There are no consequences for kids and their sons who are celebrities, really.
That's true.
They grow up privileged and rich, and they can do what they want, kind of. So.
Okay, you've made me really change my mind. Hi, Donna Valentine! She just walked in to deliver breakfast. Thank you, Donna.
Nice.
Alexis, Sue writes to us. She said, hey, tongue scraping. You will be horrified, she writes, at the amount of goo that comes off your tongue when you scrape it.
Ew.
I do it twice daily.
I'm going to be obsessed.
Just like my mom.
Like Alexis's mother. It works wonders for breath and oral health. And Target has them.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the oil pulling thing you talked about.
Oh, does she know about that? Okay,
oil.
You swish it, coconut oil around in your mouth. And and it supposedly it pulls toxins out, according to Brian Oman. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian. Thank you for explaining that. I was wondering how that works.
Yeah, that it was eating it in some way. So you just swish it. My dad used to do that.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, and then
I have coconut oil. I'm going to try that.
Well, and Brian makes a great point, too. He's like, there's nothing wrong with real sugar if you don't eat too much. Artificial sugars wreak havoc on your body.
Thank you.
Stevia.
Yeah. That's why I do not like fat-free salad dressing. Ugh. Because all they do is pump fake stuff into there.
Exactly.
Yeah. I just give me a little normal. When we come back, Lex, can we do the pop culture quiz next?
Yeah, let's do it.
Next.